Domnule Șubel, a fost confirmată încheierea negocierilor pe marginea acordului de asociere, inclusiv acordul de liber schimb cu Uniunea Europeană. Se contează pe parafarea acordului la reuniunea parteneriatului estic de la Vilnius din toamnă, dar și pe semnarea acestui document imediat ce vor fi finalizate procedurile tehnice. Poate miza Chișinăul pe sprijinul Bruselului pentru perspectiva de a adera la UE?
Absolutely. I think we can both be very proud of what has been achieved in a very short period of time, and that we could conclude the negotiations on the association agreement, including a deep and comprehensive free trade area, so quickly, in a record speed. So now we have to make all the necessary steps so that we can indeed initial the agreement in Vilnius.
Partea acordului de asociere este și acordul de liber schimb cu Uniunea Europeană.
This CFTA is part of the association agreement, so I don't need to mention it specifically.
Dar se fac auzite unele voci care întreabă la ce bun acest acord de liber schimb, cui va fi de un real folos.
That is a good question, but there are also good answers to this question, because the DCFTA will bring a lot to the people of Moldova, to the companies, which will be able to enjoy a huge market of more than 500 million people. At the same time, of course, it will also enhance investments and exports from the European Union to Moldova, which are also urgently needed. And last but not least, of course, there will be more sectors included into the trading schemes, namely that agricultural products, meat products, animal-based products can be also exported to the European Union once the agreement is signed.
Experții totuși taie din elanul autorităților privind acordul de liber schimb și spun că vulnerabilitatea economică și socială a agriculturii Moldovei devine și mai problematică din cauza productivității scăzute și competitivității sale reduse pe piețele europene.
Absolutely not. I believe that in the long run all spheres of the industry will profit from this agreement. Obviously not from day one. Some industries will have to adapt themselves, but I'm sure that this will be done successfully and of course with our support.
Apropo, reprezentanții din stânga Nistrului au participat la negocierea acordului privind zona de liber schimb?
Yes, the Transnistrian side participated as observer in the negotiations, so I think they're also reasonably up to date, and what we have not managed during the negotiations, of course, we both the Moldovan government and also we as European Union, we have done by informing them in separate sessions.
Dar acest conflict cu Transnistria poate împiedica Moldova să semneze acordul de asociere cu Uniunea Europeană? Mai direct v-aș întreba, cu sau fără Transnistria în UE?
No, obviously Transnistria is an integral part of the Republic of Moldova. Therefore, of course, the agreement is valid for the entire territory. What we have done now, and I think that is a very positive result with regard to those Transnistrian companies that are in trade relations with the European Union, by basically saying that the system of autonomous trade preferences will continue to apply until the end of its validity, which is until the end of 2015, for those areas of Moldova where the association agreement at this moment cannot be fully applied and implemented. I think that is an important step towards the Transnistrian companies, who will be able to enjoy at least until the end of 2015 of the advantages of this autonomous trade preference system, and will not have to pay by the entering into force of the association agreement the full duties which otherwise would have been the case.
Autoritățile de la Chișinău vor o perspectivă clară de aderare la Uniunea Europeană. Bruselul o garantează. Acordul de asociere va fi semnat la anul viitor.
We will strive to do the process as quickly as possible. As you know, this is unfortunately quite a long and bureaucratic process. We have to translate the agreement, and altogether with the annexes to the DCFTA, it is, I think, more than 1,200 pages, if I'm correctly informed. I haven't counted. And that, of course, needs to be translated into 22 EU languages. And afterwards, it has also illegal scrubbing has to take place. So all this takes, unfortunately, some time. But we strive to it that we can sign the agreement in the course of next year.
Deci ar putea fi totuși anul 2014.
That's what I just mentioned. We are optimistic that this can be done. We will at least do our utmost to speed up the procedures as much as we can.
Dar acest acord de asociere ar fi unul crucial și pentru a merge înainte cu liberalizarea regimului de vize?
Well, first of all, I would like to mention that one is not related to the other. Our visa dialogue or the dialogue on the visa liberalization action plan and the association agreement negotiations are two absolutely different things. But what I can tell you is, having read the last expert's report, which has just been published on the occasion of our meeting of the Cooperation Council, is a very positive one. Yes, there are still things to tackle, issues to tackle, in particular with regard to the fight against corruption, but also in some other areas. But it is not rocket science. That means it can be achieved to meet all the outstanding issues in the course or before Vilnius, so that we can hopefully conclude in Vilnius that technically the talks on a visa liberalization action plan have been finished.
Apropo, Chișinăul intenționa să deschidă 6 puncte noi de control al migrației la frontiera administrativă cu regiunea transnistreană. Deocamdată doar 2 se pare că sunt funcționale. Măsura face parte din planul de acțiuni pentru liberalizarea regimului de vize cu Uniunea Europeană. Intențiile Chișinăului au stârnit imediat reacția negativă a Tiraspolului.
Well, first of all, I think it is clear that Moldova can only receive a visa-free regime, or we can put in action only this visa liberalization action plan between the European Union and Moldova if we can be sure that all parts of Moldova's border are properly insured, so that we know who, or that Moldova knows who enters its territory. It is clear that at this moment in time, at the so-called central segment of the Moldovan-Ukrainian border, Moldova has no control over this part of the border. Therefore, some other mechanisms had to be introduced, or have to be introduced, in order to ensure that there is at least knowledge of who is entering the country and who is not. This is important with regard to the fight against terrorism, but also for general safety reasons and immigration reasons. Therefore, some alternative had to be found, and this alternative are some checkpoints. These are not border control points that should be established along the administrative line between both banks in order to just verify the identification of those who want to travel further into the on the right bank. By the way, it will also provide a service. Namely, people can register there if they want to stay in Moldova. They can register already there, and they do not have to go to any police station anymore in the city that they are intending to visit on the right bank. So I think it is also a positive. There's also a positive idea in this. So these are once again, these are not border control points. These are simple civil dressed officials of the Ministry of Interior who are verifying the identity of persons who are intending to travel into Right Bank Moldova.
Autoritățile separatiste vor să schimbe hotarele. Evgeni Șefciuc a semnat o lege prin care Varnița ar fi sub controlul Tiraspolului. Ce poate însemna această așa zisă frontieră la Nistru pe care și-o doresc liderii din stânga Nistrului?
We fully share, and I think we have expressed this also already in a declaration that we have given, the views of the OSCE chairman in office, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Mr. Kojara, who has asked the parties to abstain from unilateral actions. And I think this is such a unilateral act which one should abstain from in order not to escalate the tensions between two sides.
În această situație tensionată, mai poate fi vorba despre reunificarea Republicii Moldova?
I think you know where we stand. The process, first of all, we are pleased that the 5+2 process continues to be underway. That was reopened at the end of 2011. I think this as such is already a good step, that both sides talk on a relatively regular basis. Yes, we would wish more intensity. Yes, the dynamics has got unfortunately lost over the last months, but we hope that we can regain speed, and the Ukrainian chairmanship and office of the OSCE is doing its utmost to speed up the procedures. And while we don't have any very high expectations for the next 5+2 rounds, but I still hope that we can achieve something at the next meeting in Vienna in 3 weeks' time, and also in the other rounds that are still to be held until the end of the year under the Ukrainian chairmanship in office.
Dar de ce nimeni din cei interesați nu propune spre discuție un proiect de statut pentru regiunea transnistreană?
Well, obviously, the purpose of the 5+2 cannot be to only discuss about cable runways or cableways and things like technical issues like this. The purpose of the 5+2 is, of course, to come in the medium term to a lasting settlement. Therefore, sooner or later, we have to touch this issue, and that means that we should, of course, open all three baskets of the negotiations. I hope that all sides can soon agree to this, that namely all baskets will be opened in the negotiations.
Recent, deputatul socialist Igor Dodon sugera că pentru rezolvarea conflictului transnistrian ar fi bună federalizarea, ori se cedează stânga Nistrului altora, probabil Federația Rusie, sau așa cum spune domnul Dodon, mai bine spre Uniunea Euroasiatică. Asemenea declarații ajută sau torpilează procesul de negocieri în formatul 5+2?
It's a free world and of course everybody has the right to express his views. I respect Igor Dodon's view because I know that he is somebody who seriously thinks about options, about possibilities, how to solve the conflict. There's no general rule that we can or general solution that we could simply take out of the pocket and apply. There's also no other country in the world or where the situation is similar. There are some areas which it's not so far away, but I think we have to find an own solution, and this can only happen when all sides are willing and willing to agree to look seriously into that subject matter. Then the time will have come that serious progress can be made.
Dar în acest format 5+2 s-a discutat despre o eventuală federalizare a Moldovei?
In my presence, no such discussions have taken place.
În altă ordine de idei, să vă întreb ce părere aveți despre așa zisa inițiativă legislativă prin care este solicitată revenirea Găgăuziei la statutul de Republică Autonomă și de ce acțiunile Comratului ar fi similare celor care vin din partea Tiraspolului? Ar exista vreo legătură?
I have no idea whether there is any link or not. What I do believe is that Gagauzia enjoys a very far-reaching autonomy status, which has been guaranteed by the agreement of 1994. Therefore, I honestly have difficulties to understand what more Gagauzia can want, in particular because obviously it will have big difficulties to survive on its own, saying if in case such trends would continue. I think Gagauzia is very well integrated into the Republic of Moldova, while at the same time enjoying a very far-reaching autonomy status. And I believe that the situation is good as it is, but obviously, again, everyone can express his or her views.
Până la reuniunea de la Vilnius, mai mulți demnitari europeni sunt așteptați în vizită la Chișinău. Să fie oare ireversibilă această cale a eurointegrării pentru Moldova?
Obviously, we would like, first of all, it is not important whether a country is on a European course or not. What is important is that the course is a democratic one and in which the rule of law and human rights are respected. And this is what we are striving for. Obviously, we believe that our system in the European Union is one worthwhile following. Therefore, we make several proposals, and I'm very pleased that Moldova has taken up many of those proposals. So I think we are on a very good track once we have signed the association agreement and once Moldova will have a visa-free regime. I think Moldova will be on a good track to have made this process irreversible, this democratic process in which the rule of law and democracy and human rights are reigning.
Și care ar fi acum tema de acasă pentru autoritățile Moldove?
Now it is, of course, first of all, important to reset the pace after 5 lost months, if I may say so, of government crisis. Now it is important to quickly regain speed, to move on with the reforms. And I think if you read Commissioner Füle's declaration that he made at the Cooperation Council meeting in Luxembourg, then I think it gives you an idea what we expect. We expect a proper system of systems and of checks and balances to be introduced inside the alliance. It should also reach out to civil society, to the opposition, and to be in an open dialogue with the people. We expect also soon a law on media to be adopted, in which the ownership of the media will be more open than it is now. We expect also a law on party financing to be adopted, where people can see clearly how the financing of the political parties is managed. and of course the most of all the reform of the judiciary and of the law enforcement institutions has to continue. We have now finally been able to provide you or to sign the necessary financing agreement to be able to soon pay the first tranche of our budget support in the justice sector, which we hope to be able to pay in the autumn. And I think with this support, I hope that the judiciary reform can be speeded up so that also the biggest problem of the country, the fight against corruption, can be seriously tackled.
Recent ați participat și dumneavoastră la semnarea acordurilor în valoare de aproape 90 milioane de euro. Sunt ajutoare acordate de Bruxelles pentru reformele din justiție și aderarea la cerințele acordurilor dintre Moldova și Uniunea Europeană. Reforma organelor de drept cere cea mai mare asistență?
No, these 90 million, these agreements on 90 million euros that have been signed during the first official visit of the new Prime Minister Leanca to Brussels 2 weeks ago, these were overdue signatures, if I may say so, because we wanted to sign earlier. But since the situation in the country was unclear, we had to wait. And now that there is a new fully fledged Prime Minister, we were able to sign these documents. 60 out of these 90 million is the budget support which is provided for the justice sector in the next 3 years. And the first tranche, as I mentioned before, will be paid in the autumn of this year. Other resources might follow. Altogether for this year, we planned to provide you with 100 million euros support. If the situation improves, then we might also be able to decide to provide you with funds out of the so-called More for More budget. And that might be, well, another 30 million euros in addition. But that depends on the speed and on the quality of the reforms to be carried out in the next few months.
Delegația Uniunii Europene la Chișinău și-a exprimat îngrijorarea față de cele mai recente evoluții privind Moldova Growing Bank. În opinia dumneavoastră, sistemul bancar este sau nu în siguranță în Moldova?
We see some dangerous developments in the banking sector in the Republic of Moldova over the last few years. We were already very worried about the developments around Mold Agroin Bank back in July, August 2011, when raiders made the attempt to attack it. And thanks to the decisive actions taken by then Prime Minister Filat and his team, these attacks could be prevented. However, of course, since in Mold Agroin Bank there were also European investors, of course, this issue was brought to the attention also to the European colleagues, and we at that time said that we hope that something like this will never happen again. Unfortunately, we see similar trends now with Mold Agroin Bank, even if the scheme is slightly different, with seven brand newly founded companies becoming shareholders of just under 5%, so that the National Bank has no say to intervene, and then with a court ruling of a small local court, the central bank is supposed to not block the providing of the full shareholder rights to those companies. This sounds to me like very dangerous development.
Dar cum se răsfrânge asupra imaginii țării aceste atacuri de tip raider?
It of course is not a good sign for potential investors, because potential investors want to be sure that their money is in safe hands and that they can make money. Of course, any businessman will come here in order to of course increase profits, while of course at the same time also helping the economy of the country. So that of course the banking sector is of course one sector, but it has an influence, a direct influence of course also on the other sectors of the economy, because companies might take credits at such banks, but if the money is not safe there and you don't know who is taking care of the money that you have invested, then of course there we're entering into a dangerous territory. So it is very of utmost importance that the stability and independence of the major institutions dealing with the financial sector is ensured. This goes first and foremost also for the central bank, which should be absolutely independent and which should not be able to be influenced by any outside player.
Unii se mai întreabă ce rol le revine domnilor Vlad Filat și Vlad Plahotniuc după depășirea crizei politice din Moldova.
Well, I think it is quite normal that someone who has been prime minister for 4 years and who is the leader of the second biggest party represented in parliament has a decisive role, that is of course out of the question. And the same goes for the first deputy leader of the of another party, of the Democratic Party. And I think that is absolutely normal that both Mr. Vlad and Mr. Plahotniuc continue to play an important role in the political life of this country. And and I hope that this will be happening in a good and constructive way, so that we can move jointly, all of us together, forward and bring the country on the right track of a truly democratic country.
Domnule ambasador, ați spus că Moldova are multe de făcut până la reuniunea parteneriatului estic de la Vilnius. Se pare totuși că după summit va fi și mai mult de lucru.
Obviously, Vilnius is not an objective in itself. It is just an important etap, an important step on the way to higher objectives. We know that Moldova has the ambition to become one day member of the European Union. In order to do so, first of all, of course, it will have to implement properly the association agreement, which is very far-reaching, and which is actually a perfect preparation for a future membership if we should get there. Which I'm sure we will one day. So that is now the most important step, to implement this properly, and also to prove, once the country will have received a visa-free regime with the European Union, that it has deserved this visa-free regime, meaning that as few as possible violations will occur of this extended regime and the possibility to freely travel.